All amendments have been disposed of. The chair, we are back on the bill. Is there any further discussion? The chair recognizes the senator from Jackson, Senator Bowman.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd just like to thank Senator McCoy and State Government Committee for bringing this bill forward. I also like to thank Senator Shelgren for being conscious of the unintended consequences of what this legislation may do. But first of all, what is it going to do? We're going to protect children. So that's the major thing here. As much as I dislike the thought of our schools being poisoned, the fact that I've been in a school for 24 years makes me a little nervous. And I when these tests are going to be done in our schools, I'm going to anxiously await and hope that our school doesn't need any mitigation, because the past is the past, but we're moving forward. And sometimes it's hard to look forward and be proactive, but that's what we must do. And so I thank Senator McCoy for his leadership on this. My children, all the children of Iowa, are going to be protected by this. Educators, but I do gotta say I'm just a little nervous about the outcome. What are we gonna find out? Also, you know, trying to do my due diligence, I called a couple of the area superintendents and wanted to hear what they had to say about this bill. And they were absolutely supportive of protecting children from a dangerous gas. They had some concerns on the cost. They read through the abilities this bill gives them to provide the funding for the testing and mitigation, and they were fine with it. They said, please support this bill. So, Senator McCoy, I look forward to pushing that yes bill, and again, thank you for your leadership. Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome, Senator. The chair recognizes a senator from Hancock, Senator Guth.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator McCoy, would you yield for a brief question?
Senator McCoy, will you yield?
Certainly.
You are in order, Senator.
Thank you very much. I just have a question. My understanding is this would not include homeschool families, because that's not a place of meeting. Is that correct?
That's correct.
How would this affect what many of the homeschool groups do on a weekly or bi-monthly basis, where they gather together in a church or a place like that for
Not at all. It only impacts attendance centers, and attendance centers are defined under the Iowa Code as school centers where actually accredited learning would take place on a daily basis for the calendar school year. So that would be for both accredited public and non-public education centers. So it wouldn't have any impact on homeschoolers that gather for what's kind of considered community weekly, monthly forums and church basements and whatnot. They would right. They would be exempt from this.
Would that include if they are doing instruction at that time as well? Because that does happen in some of those meetings.
It would include if they were doing formal instruction at that time as well, because it's again, speaking to the calendar year is how we define attendance centers, and that's based upon a school calendar year.
Thank you very much for that clarification. Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome, Senator. The chair recognizes a senator from Polk, Senator Dearden.
Thank you, Madam President. This morning I received some really bad news. Maxine Sealman, Senator Zygbard's secretary, and I were on the elevator together, and a real close friend of ours, his wife, in her 70s, lung cancer, never smoked in her life, you know, didn't hang around smoky bars. No reason really to have lung cancer. The doctor had advised them to check the radon levels in their home, and it was just off the charts. You know, this is important stuff. We need to vote yes on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Dearden. The chair recognizes a senator from Wapello, Senator Shelgren.
Thank you, Madam President, once again. You know, I want to thank Senator Bowman for his words, and I know that this is an important aspect. I had an opportunity when I realized that my amendment would raise property taxes on the on certain school districts that struggled financially. And the question I had was, how do we resolve this problem? Because here is between $1 and $2 million of a government unfunded mandate for private schools. And the response basically was, there is no solution to it. We sometimes do this for the protection and health of individuals. And that's an honest answer. It's a correct answer. But I want to rise now to ask a question of, what do we do going forward? Because we will incur a cost to private schools that many will be find it difficult to overcome. I'm going to ask my colleagues to remember this in the future when we deal with education reform, when we deal with other issues on education, that those who choose to have their children educated because of religious concerns, educational concerns, they want to have that choice. And we have just submitted a bill that will probably pass this chamber that will harm the competitiveness and even the survival of some of these schools. And so I will remind my fellow colleagues in the future, when the time comes, that we need to make sure that the funding that these families pay in property taxes and other taxes, they deserve to have some of it come back to them also. Thank you very much.
The chair recognizes a senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a bill in committee that I didn't support. And I didn't support it because I don't like the mandates, even if this one is a funded mandate on our local school boards. I believe these decisions are best left to our local school boards to do what's best for our kids. I was sure that Ankeny Community School District had a plan in place for radon mitigation. And so at our last forum afterwards, I talked to one of our school board members about it. He looked into it a little bit for me and followed up and said, they're not testing. They're testing the new schools that are being built, but they're doing nothing about the old schools. And I was a little surprised at that. I'm disappointed that our amendment from yesterday did not go on. I don't support the residential construction part of this bill. I do support the school part after talking to my school board members. I believe it's important enough to our kids to err on the side of caution with this, and so I will be supportive of this and vote yes. I do not support the residential construction part, though. Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome, Senator. The chair recognizes a senator from Johnson, Senator Bolcom.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I rise in support of Senate File 366. I want to thank Senator McCoy for all his work on it. Yesterday when we debated this, he noted that Bill Field from the University of Iowa had been to the Capitol on numerous occasions just this year to provide some evidence about why Iowa is such a hot spot for radon and the idea that 400 people in Iowa die from preventable lung cancers as a result of radon exposure. We are ground zero here. Bill Fields has been on us for more than a decade about this. I appreciate the notion that we should allow local school boards to be involved in making decisions about this, but he doesn't have time to go to 364 school districts. He came here where we all have some say-so about what goes on in our schools, and I think he made a good choice. Senator Chapman yesterday talked about allowing the free market to solve this problem. Well, the free market's bringing us 400 cancer deaths a year on this issue. It's not working. The free market's broken where it comes to protecting people from what we know is a preventable carcinogen. And that's this invisible gas called radon. So I rise in support of the bill wholeheartedly. I think any new homeowner, the cost is about four times more if you want to mitigate your home versus what Senator McCoy has proposed here. I appreciate the Home Builders Association's support of this. It's obviously very important to making this work. All new homeowners in Iowa are going to be happy when they do go to put these. If they do need a system, they'll have the plumbing in place to go forward. So my only wish is that we had done it sooner. Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome, Senator. Seeing no more requests for discussion, The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator McCoy, for closing remarks on Senate File 366.
Well, thank you, Madam President. I'd like to thank all my colleagues for their comments. I'd like to particularly acknowledge, Senator Dearden's comment, which I think really brings back what this is about. An estimated 400 deaths per year in Iowa are caused by radon. That number is about the same number of what we deal with in traffic deaths in Iowa on an annual basis. And interestingly enough, we put millions and millions and millions of dollars into engineering design, road building, bridge building, safety devices on our road systems. This seems like a very logical move to make to prevent 400 senseless deaths in Iowa on an annual basis. You know, we've got the United States Environmental Protection Agency, and I believe that they come to most of their decisions with rational reason. And they have recommended, again, since Iowa leads the nation in radon as a Zone 1 area that has very high potential areas for radon. In fact, 7 out of 10 homes in Iowa are considered above the EPA recommended levels, that Iowans educate themselves about what is this poisonous gas that is being produced in our homes and is creating cancer deaths throughout the state of Iowa on such an alarming basis. I'd like to just remind folks that this really is about prevention. And by putting these systems in new homes and by working with the Home Builders Association on what we considered a great compromise, that what we are going to do is for every new home built in Iowa from this day forward, once this bill passes the House and is signed by the governor, we are going to ensure that all new home construction essentially has a passive system installed in it, which will save homeowners thousands of dollars when they find out their home tests as more than 5 in 7 homes test above the EPA recommended levels of safe radon exposure. In terms of our schools, Dr. Fields left me with a comment that, I guess sitting here looking at my son, I'm thinking that I would not send my son into an environment where the equivalent of 4 cigarettes or 5 cigarettes a day were being smoked. But I found out that he potentially could be going into a schoolroom and being exposed to that on a daily basis. And to me, that just is unconscionable. As Iowa lawmakers that spend millions of dollars engineering our roads to prevent the traffic deaths, more than 400 traffic deaths a year, that we're doing nothing to ensure the safety of our children in our school systems. Sometimes mandates are good because it makes us do what is the right thing. And this is the right thing to do for both public educated facilities and non-public educated facilities. It is the right thing to do. It will save lives, and this is a great bill. I'd like to thank the American Cancer Society for bringing this bill. I'd like to thank the work of Dr. Fields and the University of Iowa and the Home Builders Association that agreed to amend Iowa law to put in these passive systems in a cooperation. I think this is a yes vote for everyone. I think it should be a yes vote for everyone. I encourage you to do the right thing. Thank you.
The senator from Polk moves that Senate File 366.